Aircheckdownloads.com.
Simon, James, and Hill.
A job with absolutely no work involved.
More music and fun for the Northwest. 105.4 Century FM.
I'm wondering if the management are back in the building yet, Hill. I saw them sauntering off in a red-hot Honda each earlier today.
Well,
as we were arriving at the building there.
No, they're back in.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, okay then. Hello, management. Dandy Warhol's Bohemian Like Year Before. That Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. It's 105.4 Century FM. Simon, James and Hill here. Hope you're well, whatever you're doing. Feels increasingly like a Friday today. Not to suggest that we won't be working tomorrow afternoon. Immediately, 1,001 voices across the Northwest go, oh, no, never mind. Right, 4:13 is the time. And should we unearth the origins of another surname now?
I think that's a pretty good idea.
On Surnames Explained.
Yes, today we pulverise the surname Jackson. The surname Jackson quite literally means the son of Jack and was first introduced in 763 when surnames were few and far between. It stems from a man called Jack who had a son called Michael. Now, as people from that period usually only had one name, their first, it made identification of specific people nigh on impossible. So what they would do is invent ways to identify people, either by giving them nicknames or in our case would say, oh, that's Michael, Jack's son. By saying Jack's son, everybody in the town would know they're referring to Michael, son of Jack. One day, Michael, Jack's son, castrated a man when in dispute over the ownership of an imported chimpanzee. Immediately, he was a wanted man and fled to another town. Once there, he got a surgeon to carve away pieces of his face and replace them with gristle so that he wouldn't be recognized. He also bleached his skin a deathly white color and adopted a high-pitched voice. Eventually, of course, Michael, Jack's son, was caught and thrown in a dungeon. To while away the time, Michael would amuse the other prisoners by grabbing his crotch and going, "Ooh!" in emulation of the man he castrated. Jackson became a well-used surname by all of Michael's descendants. The current Michael Jackson has inherited all of his ancestors' peculiarities. The face, the voice, and the crotch grabbing. He even has a pet monkey. Jackson, a thriller of a surname made bad by the Billie Jean King of history.
Yeah.
Jackson.
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 Anymore?
No, I think that's it, actually. Yeah, right. Well, I mean, who would have thought that,
who,
though?
Hey,
my
who?
Life. Sure. I think we ought to examine one or two more alternative surnames soon on the feature that over the past few weeks has become known and loved as Surnames Explosion.
They're going so well, I'm telling you.
I got desperately excited. Hello, 5.4 Century FM. That's Madonna there with Beautiful Stranger. There we are then. Madonna. In the news today, I gather, Geese.
She is, yeah. She plays chess. Yeah, with Guy Ritchie.
Oh, right,
actually.
I see.
Okay. So do Sting and Al Pacino.
Yeah?
They both play chess as well. All right, celebrity chess match. Who would win out of Sting and Al Pacino?
I would suggest Al Pacino, actually.
Think so?
Yeah, yeah, out of that particular pairing.
All right, what about Holly from Fiesta Mag versus Garry Kasparov, the world chess grandmaster? Who do you think wins there?
It's got to be the world chess grandmaster, I would have thought, Garry Kasparov.
No. Holly. What?
Holly.
Because she's a porn star.
Of course, yes.
See?
Sorry about that. Yeah, I forgot. Funny, you mentioned Sting there, though. I wanted to mention Sting myself, because, yeah, there's one category in the Brits that I don't fully understand, right? I mean, I understand what the category stands for, but I can't understand why they keep doing it year on year, you know? The Outstanding Contribution Award. Right, now, Sting's getting it this year, and let's face it, by about 2012, or even sooner, maybe, everyone who's anyone will have already had that award. You know, and that includes folk like Robbie Williams. Mm. You know, how many other acts, realistically, from today's charts, are still going to be making waves in 5 or 10 years' time, you know, in order to warrant an Outstanding Achievement Award? You know, are S Club 7, for instance, going to be able to look back on a career that's got the same longevity as U2's, for instance? You know, or Hearsay? Are they going to be able to do that? So, you know, eventually they'll have to scrap that award wholesale, won't they? You know, I mean, that's not to take anything away from Sting, you understand. And look at this, you thought the show was just thrown together. Oh, dear. In his younger years, his police. 105.4 Century FM, Police from 79, message in a bottle there. And fair play to Sting, you know, upon his nomination there. Right, so if you want to email us at any juncture, you can do hill at centuryfm.co.uk. Yeah, just email hill, please, because it's less wear and tear on your index finger, do you know what I mean, rather than typing in S. James. Just H-I-L-L at centuryfm.co.uk with anything that you think we may be interested in reading. And on Friday week, a week on Friday, we'll give a prize out to the best email that we receive between now and then. So an added incentive there, I feel. Now, somebody calling himself Non-Gullible Jim has been on. Saying, hello, boys. On Friday night, my wife worked late and her kind-hearted boss invited her back to his house for a meal. He even treated her to a bottle of champagne.
Nice.
Which was particularly generous. You don't hear about such kind behaviour by an employer very often these days. My wife must have felt slightly stupid, though, because when she got home, I pointed out that she'd been wearing her dress inside out the whole time.
Oh.
Well, there we are, you see. And that's Non-Gullible Jim. Thank you very much indeed for letting us know. Hill at centuryfm.co.uk, should you want to email us. Abrasive is not a suitable adjective, I feel. Manic Street Preachers there with Australia. It's almost 4:30, which means, by my calculation, so we're going to be late for Rachel's headlines. It's a bit of a shame, so, you know, you have to wait until you bring in the medicated shampoo, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Right, now, next half hour, by the way, Team Dapp will be on. Now, you've got all the strap lines over there, haven't you,
of
obviously?
Of course I have.
All right, we'll call upon Sarah Hughes to act as a referee again. We forgot to do it yesterday.
I know, we're in trouble.
So, well, exactly, with the local firm who supplied yesterday's prizes.
Yeah,
let's hope we can kind of redress the balance today. And anything else worthy of note in the next half hour or not?
Yeah, I've got some poems written by convicts.
Have you?
Well, one, actually.
Oh, right,
pluralised it there.
Fair enough.
Oh, done.
Fine.
The 105.4 Century FM January Getaway is here. Tomorrow, destination Larnaca. Tony Horn's got your ticket. The January Getaway with Sky Deals. Exclusive to 105.4 Century FM. Free flights every day. The January Getaway. Exclusive to 105.4 Century FM. Century FM. Eyewitness travel. With BT Cellnet calling plan. Designed with you in mind.
Well, it would seem that Sarah Hughes is just about to tickle our travel tonsils.
M62, as you head eastbound between junction 22 at Rippenden and 23 at Huddersfield. Very heavy and slow going there following an earlier accident.
Liverpool, Chester, Runcorn, Kirby, Oldham, Blackburn, Rochdale, live across the northwest. This is where news and sport matter. This is 105.4 Century FM.
Right, let's just gloss over the time, shall we? Here's Rachel Lowe.
Parents in Manchester are being advised to keep a close eye on their children after a spate of attempted abductions. I'll update you here on the home of the Legends football phone in 105.4 Century FM in 30 minutes.
Thank you very much.
Simon, James and Hill.
Bantle, both of you.
105.4 Century FM.
Right, I think we ought to do Teamed Up, providing, of course, you have the list of the strap lines over there, Hill, after this from you.
As always.
Right, OK. I don't know about you lot, I'm finding myself strangely drawn to David Gray's Dylan-esque drawl. You know what I mean? So hello, wave goodbye there. It's 105.4 Century FM, nearly quarter to five. Hello, how are you? Sarah James and Hill here with Sarah. Now, I want to talk about the Bakers in a minute, but first of all, Hill has a couple of pressing news items, I believe.
You want to talk about the Bakers?
Yeah.
I want to talk about prostitution.
Do you? Okay, then. Well, obviously, you take precedence then.
All right, then. That prostitute tolerance zone in Manchester City Centre.
Yeah, well, Degsy was banging on about it.
I know he was.
Earlier today, wasn't it?
Well, I don't think it was earlier today, was it? I think it was yesterday.
Was it yesterday? I can't remember. It's just, you
know, got your days mixed up,
they just all fuse into one these days, you know what I mean?
What, shows? That's out of order, that.
Days, I'm thinking of.
Right, okay. Good.
Go on,
you see, I think that street women should be prescribed free on the NHS.
Well, do you?
No, well, I'll take one of these before you roll over and go to sleep.
Oh, right, yeah, well, fair
and,
enough.
And also, I bought a book. It's called Poems Behind Bars. It's on sale in bookshops now for £2.
Oh, right, yeah.
All the poems contained therein are written by lags in Exeter Jail in Devon.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Here's one of them, actually.
Go on,
on page, five.
You haven't just made it up, then. Right, okay, fair enough. Right.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that, post office blag. I shouldn't have twocked all those cars. Because now I'm just another lag, serving my time out behind bars. Mr. Big calls me his little flower. He keeps my food free of glass. As a result, I didn't bend over in the shower, because Mr. Big, he wants my cigarette stash. I don't know how much more I can take. People say I am a baddie. Can somebody bring me a file and a cake before I get striped by the daddy?
Well, Rudyard Kipling
like that.
Has nothing on you, Hill. Or indeed the people who have contributed to this book.
That was written by convict number 42731.
Desperately trying to maintain the illusion there. Thank you very much. There's no time to talk about the Bakers now. I'll have to do
Isn't
it in a minute. Now we're going to take a break, so we'll be back in a mo then.
This is a car from Motor Points. Makes ironing fresher and easier. Simon James and Hill. Simon James and Hill. 105.4 Century FM. More music and fun for the Northwest.
Right, this is new music. This Beverly Knight and her new single, Shoulda Woulda Coulda. Named, of course, after the Somalian village of the same name.
Oh, yeah. Aircheckdownloads.com.